let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Clint Ethelbo is a mathematics professor emeritus at Sonoma State University, where he taught for 35 years. Upon retirement in 1999, he, along with his wife, served in the U.S. Peace Corps in the African nation of Zimbabwe. Together, they taught African high school students mathematics and science. He's the author of First Year Calculus is Taught by R.L. Moore, an inquiry-based learning approach, the book based on notes taken by Dr. Falbo while studying with R.L. Moore in 1955. Designed to stimulate creativity and encourage student presentations of their solutions in the classroom. Dr. Falbo is also the author of several mathematical articles and two other mathematical textbooks, Finite Mathematics Applied and Math Odyssey 2000. He has three sons, six grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Dr. Clement Falbo, author of First Year Calculus is Taught by R.L. Moore, an inquiry-based learning approach, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Hi, good to be here.
This is really a fascinating book and a figure in history. Let's talk about R.L. Moore. Exactly who is he? Give us some background on this teacher.
Okay, he was actually born in 1881, so he was quite old when I got to take him. He was over 70 years old. He did some remarkable things. In 1900, he, as a 19-year-old student, he found an error in one of the major mathematician who wrote a book on geometry. He found that one of Hilbert's axioms was actually a theorem that he could prove in one page, and he became well known at that time. When he started teaching mathematics, he didn't like the way that it was being taught, so he looked into the idea of just letting students solve problems in his classes and not give any lectures. And in fact, when he went to the University of Texas finally in about 1918 or 1920, something like that, and he started teaching by just having students solve problems that he wrote on the board, and many times he just wrote down problems that hadn't even ever been solved before, and when a student solved one of them, then that became that student's dissertation.
Yes.
So he was really student-oriented all the time, and in fact, he got the other people in his department, it was actually called the Pure Math Department, Dr. Ettlinger and Dr. Wall and so on, to teach that way. And the students loved it, at least the students that I knew and myself, because we could go into class and we could show off a little bit. We could prove theorems that he had stated, and other students would see that and they would be inspired, and there was essentially no lecturing at all. He gave definitions and he stayed, did all the work, and it became known as the Moore method and the Texas method. Actually, it's a Socratic method, and other schools started looking into that, and they would send their students over there to him, and he would, or to Texas really, and many times the students went there, knew a lot of names of mathematical theorems and stuff, but they didn't really know how to generate proofs in their own.
Yes.
They learned.
You know, it's interesting you talk about, if I understand correctly, what, there was not really a textbook that he would follow. He would meticulously, slowly write the homework assignment on the blackboard. You, as students, would write it down, and that's sort of what became your textbook?
That's right, and he did that in the calculus class that I took with him the first time I encountered him, and I recognized that as being an excellent way to teach. I had actually been in the Navy for 4 years before I entered that first class, and I was a little bit older than the other students, and I was not afraid to volunteer, even giving wrong answers or giving, you know, making not doing a smooth job, and that actually encouraged other students to do that. But that became the book that I turned into this calculus book 50 years later.
You know, it's interesting. You talk in the book, and the book is First Year Calculus. It's taught by R.L. Moore, an inquiry-based learning approach. Our guest on the program, the author, Dr. Clement Falbo, that's F-A-L-B-O. The book's available, of course, at Amazon. You'll find the book at Dr. Falbo's website, which is clementfalbobooks.com. Click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about that sometimes he would use an analogy and intuition to get you started in solving a problem. It's an interesting approach that he took, different than most teachers, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And what he would do is tell stories about the students that had worked on that problem previously, and he would brag on his students to the other teachers, and so the students gained some kind of prestige, at least some kind of high self-esteem, and that really made people work hard. I know, and that was not only in Moore's class, in other classes too. I had great satisfaction in being able to go to one of the other teachers. It was Dr. Wall who was teaching there too, and tell him I had a proof, and he said, okay, we'll see it next time, but next time somebody else in the class was giving a proof. And that was fortunate for me, because that night I found a big hole in my proof. So then I worked on it, and I went to him, and then he had me present, and it was a very satisfactory thing. And that happened over and over again among all the students.
I would think as a student, and we'll talk about how other students felt about this, but you really feel this is your classroom. You are the one that's sort of driving what happens in that classroom. From a teaching standpoint, you talk in the book, First Year Calculus is taught by R.L. Moore, an inquiry-based learning approach. A teacher who uses the text must become an interested bystander. Rather, the students are the ones that are presenting the information, the solutions at the board. From a teaching standpoint, sometimes teachers have a tendency to like to pontificate at the front of the classroom. You really put that aside in this concept, don't you? You're throwing it out there and letting your students run with it.
That's right, because, and in fact, that is a place in which the teacher gets to learn something, too, from the student, because the student might find a different way to prove something or a different way to say it, and it's almost collegial there with the student and the teacher. And actually, sometimes, of course, the student might be making a mistake or leaving out something, and the teacher must be aware enough about the topic and the subject to call attention to that, or to ask the rest of the class what they think about that, and maybe straighten out some quirk or some slight misunderstanding. But it's like coaching.
Yes.
Actually, very much like coaching.
Yeah, and I don't mean to give the impression that it's a detached teaching style. You let the students go and you sit at the back and read a book. What you're there, but subtly teaching by how you guide your students, I would think.
That's right, yes.
The book is First Year Calculus, is taught by R.L. Moore, an inquiry-based learning approach. Many of the students you talk about have gone on to become professors and to teach. Do they carry on the Moore method?
They do, but they modify it a bit. Some of them actually have the students buy a book to provide the definitions and the list of problems, and some of them do a little bit of lecturing and a little bit of classroom activity. And I mean, it varies. Not everybody follows exactly the same format. But talking about the coaching, I read an article in the Science magazine just recently, and also appeared in the New York Times, about teaching mathematics ought to be done just like coaching. And I think that sort of summarizes the idea.
And you talk about it in the book, First Year Calculus is taught by R.L. Moore, an inquiry-based learning approach. Our guest, Clement Falbo, F-A-L-B-O. His website is clementfalbobooks.com. You talk about an organization, the Educational Advancement Foundation. They meet annually and address these issues in teaching. Talk about that foundation, what their work is, and how maybe that's evolved over the years in carrying on this tradition.
Okay, that's a very good point. Yes, the Educational Foundation for Advancement of Mathematics Teaching has evolved into an organization called the IBL, or Inquiry-Based Learning Foundation, and it's centered right now at San Luis Obispo in California, the University of California at San Luis Obispo. And every summer they have workshops and they have lectures and they have presentations and so on, and students from all over the country, even from other places in the world, come there and they get a chance to practice this, and they get some prestige, they gain some self-satisfaction that they're really learning. And some of them are the first-time students, that is, first time in college, or,
yes,
and none of their parents ever had that, and they're the first time they've actually been able to shine as a star. And so, and they go back to their schools, and that includes high schools, junior colleges, colleges, universities, and they implement these things, and it's essentially catching on.
Was there a time, how much of your life has been shaped by the R.L. Moore method, not just in calculus, but as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, boy, there's so many applications in other aspects of life. You're not standing back waiting for somebody to tell you there's a problem and to tell you how to solve it. It's pretty much leaving it up to you to figure out the solution, isn't it? I would assume this would apply to all aspects of our lives.
That's right. It's almost to the detriment of your own marriage, because once the wife say, I want to fix this way, and your wife might say, no, why don't you get somebody to do it? But, you know, it's a kind of a stubbornness that you gain in terms of trying to do it yourself and fix it yourself. And so, but it's good to do that, because if you don't fix it, at least you found out what the blind alleys are. You found out
exactly
what the difficulties are, and when somebody else does it, then, you know, that's much better. You get a better understanding. And so it is a life style.
Yes, yes. Now, who is this book designed for? The book is First Year Calculus is taught by R.L. Moore. Who is the book designed for?
Well, it's actually designed for two audiences. One of them would be a student who doesn't have a teacher and who may want to learn calculus, and they want to do it on their own, and they can have this experience, because I've actually outlined the book in a way where a student can read some material, a definition and so on, and see a problem, and then they can be stopped from looking at the answer, because I have designed it where I have two broad lines that stops you from reading any further until you've figured out how to solve the problem, and the solutions are given in stair-step fashion, where if you just uncover the first, you cover up the whole solution and just uncover the first line, that might give you just enough you need to get started on the problem and finish it, and if that doesn't, then you uncover the second line and so on. So that works as a self-teaching. But also the teacher, a teacher can have a class, say, of about 20 or 25 students, and ask the students to not look at, and there's actually, I forgot to say, at the end of the book, every problem has complete detailed solutions to it, and the teacher can ask the students not to look at the answers, and she can, or he can, ask the students to present their own solutions. And if a student, if there's nobody who has presented or created their own solution, she can call on some of the others who've seen the solution. But even that, you learn something when you're,
yes,
explaining something to somebody else. Students learn from teaching.
We've got just a couple minutes left in the program. I'm thinking, as I'm looking at the book and we're talking about it, this would have to make you a better student of calculus. Maybe you go in taking this course because you really feel you need it. you may not be real enthusiastic about it, but suddenly it's not just sitting there taking notes and somebody talking to you. This really, you're a participant, aren't you? And I would think it would make you a better calculus student.
Oh, yes, not only better calculus, but as we just spoke, better in the other fields, and also maybe better in the way you do things in life.
That, yeah, there's some real lessons there. I mentioned the other two books that you've written as well. Are you working on anything now? Any other books?
Yes, I'm working on a new book, which I call Equations, The Power and Beauty of Mathematics. And it includes the history of a lot of ideas in mathematics, and it tries to cover material that people see every day. Like people hear about zero-sum games, or they hear about discovering new primes and so on. And those are things that I explain and discuss and show a lot of the results. And I've written it in a way that's available to non-technical or non-mathematics people. I've written it in covering, not forgetting to cover the valleys as well as the mountaintops.
And yes. I'm looking forward to having a chance to reading that.
But I'm sorry, when?
Yeah, will that be out fairly soon? I'm looking forward to reading that.
Well, I have it. I have a publisher looking at it right now, I haven't heard back from them yet. But I'm going to, you know, if they don't do it, I'll try others, and I think I will eventually get it out there.
Well, I hope so, and I hope we have an opportunity to talk about it. Our guest on the program today has been Clint Falbo. That's F-A-L-B-O. His book is First Year Calculus is taught by R.L. Moore, an inquiry-based learning approach. The book's available, of course, at Amazon. You'll find it at his website, ClementFalboBooks.com. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Falbo's website. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent conversation today. Good luck in the new book, and thank you for spending some time with us.
Okay, and thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
It's been a pleasure. With us on the program, Clint Falbo, author of the book First Year Calculus is taught by R.L. Moore, an inquiry-based learning approach. Information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.